flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So let's add another one to the long list of indications that Shedeur Sanders is going to be a New York Giant. We just talked about a bunch of them. There was the cleats at his bowl game that he had before the game. I don't think he never wore them, but he had them made up before the game. Obviously, all the talk since, having a catch with Malik Nabers out in the street the night of the Heisman Trophy Awards ceremony, or right around that time. That's why he was in New York or whatever, I guess. I don't know. And then the constant videos and discussions from the Giants and Shedeur Sanders, how many times Joe Shane has been to Colorado, they were at the bowl game, just all of it. And now Shedeur Sanders, who obviously was fine with going to the Giants, he made cleats. There is some reports that he wouldn't want to be in Cleveland, but he's being interviewed at the Senior Bowl on the sidelines, and the game is obviously being played in Jerry's World. So it's being played at the Dallas Stadium. Was it AT&T? I always forget that. And so he's on the sideline being asked, and here's another little clue to where he feels he may be drafted.
Now, being in this stadium is definitely fun. I know I'll play here very soon against the Cowboys. it's definitely a dream come true being able to be at this bowl game, watching my brothers out there, watching my team.
So, I'm sorry, that's the Shrine Bowl, not the Senior Bowl. That's on Saturday. But he's going to be playing against the Cowboys real soon. Now, look, a lot of teams play against the Cowboys. He could just mean I'm entering the NFL. But something tells me all the connections to the New York Giants, the tone in his voice there, the inflection of playing against the Cowboys makes me think he thinks he's going in the division. I mean, everything is pointing to Shedeur Sanders being a Giant. And I'll tell you, I couldn't be happier. I think you're all crazy. I have no idea. I am not a scout. I am not a perv. I don't do this for a living. I can't guarantee you he'll be successful. I don't, you know, I wanted Sam Darnold over Saquon Barkley. That would have been what I had done at the draft all those years ago, right? I had no idea. Who knew? This is not what I do. But I know they need a damn quarterback. And I know he's at the top of the draft. I know he's been successful in college. I know he's the best pure thrower in this draft. I know he's accurate. I know he's pretty damn good. And I know the Giants are in desperate need of a franchise builder. And he has turned around two programs in college. Does it mean anything? No. But if you think they're better off taking a different position, and you think they're better off finding their quarterback elsewhere, and you think they're better off paying some sort of veteran or kicking this thing down the line, they're not. When you have three wins and you don't have a quarterback and you're drafting in the top three, you get a quarterback. And whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, I personally like Cam Ward better. But if Joe Shane, who was literally brought here because of his working relationships with quarterbacks, namely Josh Allen, that's why he became a candidate for a head coach in the NFL. That's why the Giants brought him in. He has been not given that young quarterback. He desperately needs one. If that's the guy they believe is the guy, if Shane and Dable, who were not fired but retained, who are still here running the New York Giants, if they believe Shedeur Sanders is that kind of player who checks every box, who can change a franchise, who can be a franchise quarterback for them moving forward, then you go do it. And they're not in some miserable position where he's doomed to fail. They have a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. Illuminor is a good right tackle. They have money in the below the cap to go spend and get some interior offensive linemen and try and fix the offensive line. They have a young, dynamic, number one wide receiver in Malik Nabers. They've got a young, talented running back in Tracy. They've got an offensive-minded head coach. There is no reason that Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, or any other young quarterback is doomed to fail. Their roster is no better or worse than Washington, and Jaden Daniels transformed them into an NFC championship game caliber team. That's the move. And if they believe Shedeur Sanders is the guy, and that's who they want to draft because he checks all the boxes, and they have to move up, then they have to move up. I wish, you know, maybe on some level it wasn't so obvious that they want him, because it makes it maybe a little bit easier for teams to hold their feet to the fire and get more out of them or whatever the case may be. But honestly, the more I think about it, how they know the Giants are desperate for a quarterback, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. Like, they know. The Tennessee Titans know damn well how bad the Giants need a quarterback. And if the Giants call the Tennessee Titans and say, what is it going to take for number one, does it really make a difference how much they love Shedeur Sanders or how much they've made that obvious? When you get called to trade the number one pick, you ask for the moon and stars. Plain and simple. And the New York Giants would be right to pay it.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.